Badger Oracle Support, this is Pandana.
Hey, it's Joseph Valen, Corpus Christi. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Two things. First thing is, this is just information for me, I guess. I downloaded a document in Oracle for an individual, Open Invoices, and I'm trying to save it as a PDF so I can send it to the individual. So when I open it as PDF, it's saving it as HTML. It doesn't allow me to put it as a PDF. Is that system design, or am I doing something wrong, you think?
I'm trying to. Can I quickly log on to your computer to see?
Yep, 23790.
Give me one second. You said 23790?
Yes, sir, 90.
90, okay. All right, so let me look at your Oracle screen. So is this what you're trying to save as
PDF?
PDF. So is it okay if I can navigate?
Yep, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, so let me see. So this would give you the option to download. Let me see how it's doing. So this is doing as HTML, okay. And let's just give you option. Okay, let's see if this PDF will convert. Okay, let's try to do this now.
And the drop down doesn't give me the option.
Right. So in my mind, when it is converting here, I would assume this should save as, or if you have, Microsoft save to PDF as an option? Okay, we can go as save as PDF
okay,
here.
We'll do it that way. Okay, I can do it that way. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
All right. Yeah. I mean, at least Microsoft gives us this option, so at least we can, still can save it as a PDF here.
Okay, perfect.
All right. No worries. That's fine. You said you have two questions. What's
your
next one?
Second issue is I have Jose Lopez. He's got most of the, on their time and attendance, is that an Oracle issue or is that a different program?
It's a different program, but I can help you to some extent. So what exactly is the issue?
So is it doable for him to see all of my operator's screen? Or is that only, only the managers can see that? So when he clicks on if I'm going to navigate a little bit, if he clicks on, if he clicks here on Workforce, he sees his timesheet and only that. He does not see edit time, approved times, or any of that. He only sees his information.
Who is this that we're talking about?
Jose Lopez.
Is he like a op support?
He's
person?
An operations supervisor.
Supervisor, yeah.
Supervisor. Yes,
okay. So with your approval, I mean, if you can send a email approval to the email that I give you, they should give, for supervisor, if you're looking for a timekeeper access is what they call. So you can say this person would need timekeeper access to this area. And since that's coming from you as area manager, they should be able to accommodate that for you.
Okay. And who would access that?
That is C. Hurd, Carolyn Hurd at badgerinc.com.
Okay, and what am I asking for?
So you can give the person, whoever you're looking for, his access to be changed.
Uh-huh.
And let them know that he needs timekeeper access.
Timekeeper access.
Yeah, so that would give him ability to see all the operators in your area.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
that
so... All right, then. So you can just let her know what area or what's the cost center that you're looking for, and she'll be able to help you with it.
Okay. Thank you very much, man. You have
All
a good
right,
day.
then. No problem. Have a wonderful day too. Bye.
Bye-bye.